All right, everybody, it has gotten much, much worse over the past week. I am recording this video from the city of Chicago, where ICE agents, the National Guard, and other federal agents have descended on the city to use disproportionate force against people who are either here legally, who are either documented or going through the process, or we're now even seeing journalists, like United States citizens who are journalists, getting detained. I want to play for you this video in one moment where ICE agents ram into someone's car. They do it, and then they blame it on the woman who's in the car, who is a citizen, according to all reporting. Then they pull her out of the car, and they detain her while she's kicking and screaming. These videos have had me so enraged over the past few days that I need to make a broader video like this where we just go through some of the footage. I am somebody who lives in Chicago, works and records in Chicago. I have protested in Chicago multiple times. I've seen some of you guys out there, and the protesters are peaceful, are largely peaceful. Any agitators can be contained by state law enforcement, by local law enforcement. There is no need for the effing National Guard to be in the city, and there is no need for ICE to have the budget of a military going around ramming into people's cars. Before I even dig into this video, this stop, all these videos are disgusting. I want to show you this woman getting her car rammed by ICE. And ICE gets so mad that they get out and detain her. I've never seen anything like this. It infuriated the hell out of me. We'll break it down on the other side.
Yeah. Hit it, run! Hit it, run! That's a hit and run! Hit it, run! Hit it, run! That's a hit and run! Hit it, run! Hit it, run! Yeah. Hey, watch out with that weapon! That weapon! Yo, watch out! What's wrong with you? You hit it! You hit her! Yo! What's wrong?
You hit her!
You guys hit her! What's wrong with y'all?
Y'all hit her?
Y'all bust a whole U-turn in the middle of the street! Y'all hit her! Y'all on camera! Leave her alone! She ain't even do shit! She trying to go to work! She's trying to go to work!
What the fuck?
Bro, what?
Crazy shit, bro.
Y'all some crazy. Y'all got no heart, for real. No heart. No heart.
Stop! Get off!
She's a female!
She's a female!
Get off her right now!
You guys hit her! How you guys gonna arrest her?
Get off!
You guys hit her! Man, how y'all gonna arrest her, bro?
God, bug is as fuck.
You hit her! You guys hit her!
Dude, this is a straight up kidnapping. These are federal agents masked with the budget of the military, essentially, of the militaries of other countries, going and just kidnapping people due to egotistical reasons. That clip really enraged me last night. This one enraged me even further. I mean, all of them are equally enraging. And here's the position that we can all take. If somebody is in this country illegally and they have committed crimes, you can prove that they've committed a crime that is heinous. Sure, you can deport someone after you give them due process. Nobody will be against that. Not a single Democratic politician is like, yeah, we should have more criminals in the country. But what we're saying is that people should be able to come over here, live a better life, and Trump shouldn't be reallocating funds that are meant to target criminals towards the targeting of like farm workers and that girl who just got pulled out of her car, the woman who got pulled out of her car, the 15-year-old girl that I'm about to show you in a few videos. We shouldn't be reallocating these funds towards farm workers. The farm owners had to call Trump and say, dude, you have got to stop deporting all of our workers. Let's continue with this next clip. Chicago, ICE stop on I-55. This is a good example of how civilians can use their tools to help people. So they come up, they record everything, and then they ask the guy, ¿Cómo te llamas? What's your name? And then they get his information, and they're able to boost that on the internet and use that information to then help the situation. Let's watch this clip right here.
Y'all bogus as hell, bro. Y'all ain't even supposed to be touching that man like that, violating his rights, man.
do that shit. Excessive ass fools, bro. Excessive ass fucking fools. Look at y'all, bro. Savages, what the hell are you doing over there, bro? What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? You fucking bogus, dog. You're bogus. Hey, como te llamas, bro? Como te llamas? Ivan, ¿qué, bro? Ivan, hey, don't fucking touch him like that, dog. Don't fucking touch him like that. Hey, don't be choking him, nigga. Don't be fucking choking him.
Ivan Candanedo Urban.
Diga su nombre, primo. ¿Cómo se llama? ¿Dónde viene? Hey, you fucking racist piece of shit. You're a fucking piece of shit, bro. You're a fucking piece of shit. I got his name.
Candanedo Urban.
Hey, y'all bogus. Y'all bogus, bro. Y'all bogus. That's crazy. That's crazy. Y'all seeing me be touching people like that. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Another insane video, but it just continues. What about this article? This article reads, body cam footage conflicts with DHS account of Chicago woman shooting by Border Patrol. So the Border Patrol shot and killed a woman and then made a claim about why it happened. And apparently the body cam footage shows a completely different story. A woman who was shot multiple times by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents did not ram them with her car and had her weapon stored in her purse at the time of the incident, according to her lawyer, contradicting accounts by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security that described the shooting as an act of self-defense. The incident on October 4th is the second time that federal agents have fired their weapons at Chicago area residents. Donald Trump's administration has launched this aggressive immigration sweep, and apparently, this officer on body camera footage said, this Border Patrol agent said, quote, do something, bitch, as Martinez drove alongside them with the agent's finger resting on the trigger finger of an assault rifle. DHS said Martinez boxed in the agents, but that is not borne out by the camera footage. They are just killing people and then lying about what happened and essentially planting evidence. I mean, they claimed that she had a gun out and was ramming them, but apparently there was a gun in her purse and she was not ramming them. This is absurd. And this all kind of culminates in the arrest of people who are there covering it. Now, of course, all of these arrests are equally as bad. Everybody deserves due process, but it reaches an even newer level when we see journalists from WGN being pinned to the ground. And I guess just a trigger warning, I should have said at the beginning of this video, just a trigger warning for how intense some of these clips are.
What's your name?
Debbie Brockman.
I got you. Yep. Debbie Browning?
Brockman.
Brockman, WGN.
So they like used excessive force on this WGN reporter and then claimed she was obstructing. But I don't buy that. I'm sorry, but I don't believe anything these people say. I stayed up late last night watching a bunch of videos, going through a bunch of the reports, and I just got increasingly sickened. What happened to the America that allowed people to come over here and create a better life without having their most fundamental liberties stripped away by masked men? I always want to go back to this point. If they were deporting just Trende Aragua gang members, nobody would have a problem. If there was a video of them taking a Trende Aragua gang member out of their car and we learn that gang member killed like three people, yeah, get that person out of our country. They're not making America better. But the vast majority, like 99% of people who come over here are doing it for a better life. That is why they come over here. Trump has this tactic throughout his entire career. You can almost call it blame by association. Donald Trump tries to bring up the word immigrant, bring up the word migrant or Mexico, and he always associates it with a few key things: rape, murder, and drugs. Anytime in his entire career he's talked about immigration, he makes sure to weave that in and associate it. I mean, honestly, it's a decent strategy because it seems to have largely helped him consolidate power, and now people are realizing, wait a minute, nobody wants these types of deportations. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the coverage that we do, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're following the Adam Mockler feed. We are going to continue to push, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.